In due course of time, Dhruva Maharaj performed many great sacrifices in order to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was very respectful to the Brahmins and very kind to the poor and innocent. He diminished the reactions of pious activities by enjoyment, and by practicing austerities he diminished inauspicious reactions. After ruling this planet for 36,000 years, he considered his body, his wives, his friends, his army, his treasury, his comfortable palaces and his pleasure grounds to be creations of the illusory energy. He handed over the charge of his royal throne to his eldest son and retired to the forest of Badrikashram. There, his senses became completely purified because he bathed regularly in the crystal clear purified water. He fixed his sitting position and controlled his breathing, and in this way his senses were completely withdrawn. Thus he concentrated his mind on the Archa Vigraha form of the Lord, and meditating upon him, entered into complete trance. Because of his transcendental bliss, incessant tears flowed from his eyes. His heart melted, and there was shivering and standing of the hairs all over his body. Thus transformed, Dhruva Maharaj completely forgot his bodily existence, and thus he immediately became liberated from material bondage.